It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price. He's with the USU Extension Office. We've got a couple of different things to talk about. We've got the farmer's market going in full swing, and something that's a little different this year at the farmer's market, you can use your SNAP benefits there, and he's going to explain all of that. And then we'll close up shop. We've got a cattle seminar that's coming up in Green River towards the end of September. We'll discuss that for just a moment. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about the farmer's market. I told you I kind of drove past it, and it seems like it's doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, it's up and rolling full force, and there's a lot of vendors this year.
And we were, before we came on the air, everything should be there now.
Yeah, yep. If you're looking for tomatoes, they're there now.
You can't go the first week of the farmer's market and wonder where the tomatoes are. They just don't show up then.
Not quite.
So they're getting ready, and you know, it's kind of drawn quite the crowd there. But another thing we need to talk about is this year, is it the state of Utah or is it the federal government that's allowing you to do it?
It's the state. They've actually given us some financial support to be able to get SNAP benefits there.
And kind of explain to those that may not know what SNAP benefits are.
So SNAP benefits are what used to be referred to as food stamps. So they're through the, it's a state program. So you can use those SNAP benefits. So if you have a Horizons EBT card, you can come in and buy things like eggs or dairy products or fresh fruits and vegetables, baked goods, all sorts of different stuff.
And so anything that is really at the farmer's market, you can use these on. Well, that's food related, because
yeah,
Sometimes you do have some that aren't.
Yep.
And what kinds of things, if people go down there, what kinds of things are they going to really see this time of year down at the farmer's market?
Ooh, so we have, like we said, tomatoes are coming on. We should be coming into some corn crop here soon. Of course, we have a lot of salad crops. Cucumbers this year are going wild, so if you're into cucumbers, that's a great way to get a hold of those. We've got people with eggplants, tons more types of peppers than I've ever seen there, so quite a variety. Then, of course, we have baked goods, honey, things like that, too.
And so, really, get down there and check it out. Now, when does it, it's Saturdays, but when does it really wrap up? Do you have that?
So, it goes from 9 a.m. to noon. And the other cool thing about being able to use SNAP benefits is for every dollar in SNAP that you spend at the farmer's market, you can use what's called Double Up program or the Double Up Food Bucks program, which means for every dollar you spend in SNAP, you get a free dollar in fresh fruits and vegetables.
So really it's not costing you anything. At the
no.
end of the day.
Nope. Those Double Up programs, they're just for your fresh fruits and vegetables. So it's free on your end. So I recommend people come by, get their SNAP benefits, then use the those Double Up coins. Use those before you use the rest of your SNAP benefits, because SNAP can be used for all sorts of different stuff.
Okay. So in talking about that, now, have you had anybody call in or had, you know, kind of some questions about this time of year? And, you know, lawns or trees or anything like that going on?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a lot of diagnostics. So, of course, we have everybody's favorite elm seed bug that's been causing some problems around the county, kind of frustrating people. This year, we've actually seen a lot of tree issues because our soil moisture was so low during this early spring when everything was breaking dormancy. We've seen a lot of dieback in trees. So just making sure that those are in good health is your best way to keep those going for
okay.
you.
Okay. So if anybody has any questions about that kind of stuff, how can they get in touch with you down at the Extension office?
They can come on by. We're in the Carbon Admin building, or you can give us a call at 435-636-3235.
Okay. So let's wrap up by talking about the cattle workshop that's coming up in September, but it's going to be down in Green River.
Yep. We'll be down at the John Wesley Powell Museum. So we'll be talking about some of the work, the crossbreeding work that's being done at Utah State and how that can actually benefit cattlemen by increasing their overall genetics in that herd.
And so when is this going to be? What's all the particulars on it?
So it'll be the evening of September 23rd.
And if somebody's interested in it, they need to get in touch with you guys at the office to kind of sign up?
Yep. You can go ahead and give us a call, either Carbon or Emory office extension offices. Just give us a call and we'll get you signed up.
Get you signed right up. So a lot going on. Get on out to the farmer's market. You can use those SNAP benefits if you have them. And then, of course, if you've got questions about trees or anything like that that's going on this time of the year, you just don't know what quite to do, you can give them a call down at the extension office as well. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.